keeps breaking the stuff. And obviously, when I decide to have a talk, it will be about the window manager. And as the introduction, we will require a bit of boring stuff, because first of all, you actually need to be told how it works, because I mean, it's not exactly what you would expect it would be. If you have the extended system, you have the kernel at the lowest level, which basically has no clue about graphics. You have the extended system above, which is like the graphical kernel, but it has only graphical primitives, and that's about it. It can handle input events, but it, for example, doesn't know what the menu is. And and the idea of the extended system is that it provides mechanism but not policy. So that's why it doesn't provide its own push buttons or menus. You have to do them yourself, and that's why applications need libraries called toolkits, which actually implement real functionality. This fact that X doesn't provide any implementations has advantages, like you can develop new protocols, new extensions, and add them, but it has also the disadvantage that it causes interoperability problems. This is why we still have some trouble with clipboard, drag and drop, and so on. It's simply because there is no standard implementation, and all the existing implementations have some bugs. In the picture, there is one special application called Window Manager. X itself, as I said, is only a graphical kernel, and that on its own doesn't provide anything. So you have the problem of the placement of the managing the screen area. This is a shared resource, and you need somebody to take care of it, and that's the job of the window manager. Window manager is a special X application which has some special privileges to control the other applications, and I'd like to stress that it's a window manager and not a window slave. So it controls the applications and not the other way around. Applications only can ask it and suggest, but it's the window manager's job to decide how the things really will be. This is in order to allow creating new ways of presenting the windows. For example, like you have the window tabs implemented in Window Manager. If you had just like one standard Window Manager, we still would be stuck with TWM. And actually, the Window Manager should be you, the user. It should transform your requests to the applications. And by the way, it also paints the decorations, which is the most visible thing, but it's the least important functionality of the window manager. In this picture, you can see the errors between the window manager and the applications are not like the usual, because there is actually no connection. All the applications and window managers talk only to the X-Window system. And since the X-Window system has absolutely no idea about something called an application, this is how the window manager sees the things if it would just rely on the ACE. Just a random group of windows. And that therefore the applications have to describe their windows. And they do it using so-called properties, which is simply some data with a name and a type. So if your window should have some title, you add a special property to this window which has type of string, and you as the data you add the name. You don't really need to care about this as the application programmer. It's rather the job of the toolkit. And there are specifications which have a list of standard properties. This is the IEEE-CM, which is more than 10 years old by now, and it still works. But this is because it defines only very basic things, and therefore there was created an extension to it called the Extended Window Manager Hints. It's known as NetWM in KD. I have no idea why the name suddenly changed, because I think it was the original name. And this specification provides more hints and also allows communication between the various parts of the desktop, so that the window manager can tell the taskbar about the windows which are there, and says like they are minimized, shape, and so on. This also allows replacing parts of the desktop. So if you want, for example, to run GNOME panel in KDE, you could, or you can run other window managers in KDE using the KDE WM environment variable. And you can also use scaling outside of KDE. And I have actually heard there are some people we use GNOME and KDE together. One of the most important properties is a window type. As I said, it's the window manager who should be the one who decides, and therefore the applications shouldn't say do exactly this and this and this, because if you have slightly different window manager which has some different kind of idea of the user interface, it suddenly wouldn't exactly work. Therefore, the application just should say this is this kind of window, and the window manager will see, okay, so it's a normal window, so I handle those this way. And if the window manager provides some different kind of the interface, it can adjust its behavioral path, but if the application specified exactly it would possibly break. There are some window types listed. You usually don't really need to care, because the toolkit takes care of it as well. You have the standard windows, dialogs like the file open dialog, utility windows which are like in OpenOffice, the one for selecting styles which are assigned but should be visible all the time. And there are some special ones like the kicker. For example, if you have ever used the CDE desktop, it doesn't work this way. And if you click on the panel, on the pager, or on the virtual desktop buttons, it always takes focus away from the applications. This doesn't happen with kicker, but it does in CDE, and it's so annoying. There are Qt has widget flags which allow you to describe some of the properties of the window. The first one is for bypassing the window manager, and it's a very special flag which shouldn't be used for normal windows. It's for things like tooltips or pop-ups, which are on the screen only for a very short time, and you usually cannot work with anything else while this is shown. And since it completely bypasses the window manager, you don't need any other flag with it. If you specify, like I have seen many times, bypass window manager, people on top, Google, whatever, the others just don't make sense. You have the type flags for the basic types here, which correspond to them. You have, for example, the splash window type. If every application used this type, there would be no problems with annoying splash screens. You would just configure the window manager, I don't want any splash screens, and every time it would notice any splash screen, it would just completely ignore it, hide it, you wouldn't have to bother. There is the tool, the stays on top flag. This one is abused quite often. Keeping on top should be actually a user preference, and therefore you actually shouldn't use it in your application, because caving has option for doing it, and if you do this in the application and the user doesn't want it for some reason, they would need the window manager to force turning it off. I know only one place in whole KDE where using this flag makes sense, and that's the mini command line. I haven't found anything else. Everything else seems look like abuse to me.
Authentication dialog in Kman?
Sorry?
The authentication dialog in Kman?
No, it should say that the main Kmail window is the main window, and the window manager should take care of keeping you visible while you would try to work with the Kmail main window. There is the no border flag, which is usually used for things like Knodes, when Michael probably got bored and wanted his own decorations. Actually, there were some reasons for it, I forgot again. But if you turn off window manager decorations just to have your own, there is something wrong.
I don't have none, that's the reason. I don't have any decoration, and that's the reason.
Well, you have the buttons still.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a decoration. There is the context which is automatically, and if you have ever looked at the list of these flags, you would see that this is too short. It's like two pages in the Qt documentation. That's because there are some flags like W-destructive close, which don't have anything to do with the window manager. And there is another group which just doesn't work and doesn't make sense. It's like V-style maximize, which is used for controlling whether the window manager should or shouldn't show the maximize button. And the reason why this doesn't work. Actually, Kdenc supports this flag, but it supports it by completely ignoring it. The reason is, I think these flags come from the Windows, where it's, I mean, you have one, let's call it window manager in Windows, and it has always the same buttons, but with X, you have different decorations, and for example, look at the decoration. These are all buttons you can have with KDE 3.3. It's 10 of them, and 4 of than are now new. Imagine you would have to go through all applications and have four new flags and adding, I don't want this one, I want this one. And the way this is done with X window managers is that the buttons depend on whether the window manager wants to show them and whether it makes sense. Whether it wants to show them, it kind of depends on the on how the window manager shows the graphical interface and whether it would work. Imagine, for example, the maximization button. If the window specifies that it has maximum size of like 200 pixels, there is no way you usually maximize these windows because it's like this and your screen is like this. So there is no way you could maximize such window. So there is no point in showing it. But the other way around, if your window allows growing to such size, there is no point in hiding it. There is one more thing you should provide as application developers, and if you just describe the various windows separately, the window manager will know, okay, this window is this kind of window, but if you have application which opens more windows, it wouldn't know about the relation between the windows, which is, for example, needed, like Matthias asked for the dialogues. If there would be no relation, then the video manager would have no problem hiding the dialogue somewhere or on another virtual desktop or wherever. So there are three properties. The first one is class, which is handled by the toolkit. It just specifies the kind of application and you can actually specify sub-kinds which can be useful for features like the window-specific settings. You could have normal consoles and special console which would be borderless all the time, kept on bottom and so on. But you don't really need to care about this one. But you have to take care about the other ones. It's the window role which is used for the session management, because the window manager has to, if you log out and save the session, you have to, the window manager has to remember positions and flags of all the windows. And if you cannot recognize which one is which, and you restore the session, it cannot apply them properly. Therefore, every window in the application should have its own name. Another use for this would be again the window specific settings, where you could say like I want the file dialog always vertically maximized. And if you don't provide this information, the window manager just cannot recognize the windows from each other. The window name is set as the view object window name. And the last one is the a parent relationship, which simply points to where does the window belong. If you open a dialog, it should point to the main window, so that it's kept on top of it and it just doesn't go randomly away or to another virtual desktop or so. Bones points to people who recognize that the most important thing in the picture is the kitten, because I want you to remember this picture. This is color paint and the arrows are the window relations. So you have this dialog pointing to the save dialog as its parent, so it's kept on top of it. So it's kept on top of it. The dialog points to the main window, so it's kept on top of it, and you have also the separate toolbar. There are also specified window roles, as you can see, this one is unnamed. That's because it doesn't have any name specified. It's, I mean, this, the roles are not really critical. It won't break much if you don't specify, but the window relation, if they go wrong, you will have trouble like dialogues appearing on another virtual desktop and so on. You probably remember some of those because we had them. Providing enough information about the windows allows the window manager to provide more advanced features, because I mean, if you look at most of the window managers, they just paint the title bars, let you move the windows, but that's about it. You have virtual desktops and so on. But for example, if you have the focus stealing prevention feature, it needs to know which windows belong together, because if a new window opens, it needs to know, does it belong to the active application? If yes, I should focus it. If not, it's some other application which is trying to steal the focus. And if you don't get this relation right, KVM won't get it right either. Actually, the principle of these features is simple. For focus stealing prevention, every application keeps the time of the last user interaction and tells this information to the window manager, and the window manager just keeps application with the latest timestamp active. It looks simple, but it took a long time to figure out and fix all the bugs. And it can now mostly figure it out on its own, or the application or the KD libraries can take care of it. But there are some cases where the application needs to help. These are actually all real cases I had to solve. You have case like in K organizer, you would create a meeting and you want to publish it using KMail. And K organizer uses the call to KMail and tells it to open a new window for composing mail. But here's the problem. KVM doesn't know anything about the relation of these two windows, because they are actually separate applications, there shouldn't be any relation. But this means this KMail's window will have old timestamp, and KVM of course will refuse activating. So the solution is that before giving the request to KMail, the active application should forward the timestamp for which you have the application, K application functions. Another problem is cases like the cookie dialog, which is from different applications, but from the user's point of view should be part of the, for example, the compare window. Here the solution is different. The dialog needs to properly point to the compare window as the main window, so KVM knows they belong together and that it should activate it and keep it on top of it. This is a really special case, but it happened to me too. There was somebody writing a kicker applet which will be activated just using a mouse over, just moving the mouse there. Well, but that's not usually considered user activity, because all your windows would be active because you just move the mouse all over the desktop. So in this case, the application should update its own timestamp, or in cases like using the taskbar or clicker, it should explicitly ask Kevin to relay for it. But this is not for normal usage. This is really for special cases. And the last problem, which I haven't yet completely solved because it really needs support from applications, is usage like in QUNY application, then when you have already running instance and start a new one, it just forwards the request. The solution here is the new instance is started using application startup notification, and it should again forward this information, and the application already running one should use it. So it will be considered like already like the newly started application. And it will use set new startup ID with the newly created window, and it will be considered part of the actually it will be considered there is the started application. There are more things the window manager could do, because if you look at KDE these days, it actually looks more or less like the user interfaces looked 10 years ago. You have windows randomly on the desktop, you have taskbar full of applications, and if you have many windows, it can get really crowded. The usual way of solving this in application was all kinds of MBI, like tabs in control, or you have instead this is tray full of applications because it's only smaller, or you have things like contact, which is just one window, and it has icons for selecting the different applications which are in the window. There are some of the existing possible solutions for this are things like window tabs, where you can logically group windows together by their function. Or you can have things like the Ion Window Manager, where it places the windows on the screen for you, so you don't have to move them around all the time. And there could be more solutions. For example, the virtual desktops, they reduce the problem, because you can have like writing your mail on one virtual desktop, browsing the web on another, and you have the tasks grouped too. I actually myself, I have 12 virtual desktops, so I don't have any problems with this. But users usually don't use them. Other solutions can be like the exposed solution, which shows you previews of all the windows. And there could be more. Actually, I'd like to get some feedback from you on what should be implemented in Kevin to solve these problems, because as I said, with 12 virtual desktops, I usually don't see that many problems. And I would really appreciate if people could talk to me about what should be added in Kevin, because I don't want just randomly start some features. Well, it should be about it. And so remember the hidden picture. and make your applications provide proper information from the window manager, or I will be the one getting the bug reports, because Kevin will get it wrong and I will reassign them to you. And if you just have any questions about the window manager, don't be afraid to ask, because it seems to me that you all are really scared of all this window manager stuff. But there are parts which really are scary, but they are my scary things, not yours. So if you have any problems, don't try to create some hacks which will sooner or later break anyway. Simply ask me or only Kevin mailing, please. But just don't let me fix it later, because sooner or later I will run into it. Okay, so thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much for your presentation.
Or it would have to change every time to switch desktop or something.
No, it's the application which should specify, I mean, if you do a request to KVLAT, I need a password. You should pass your window ID with
sure.
it.
Sure.
And KVLAT will just, okay, I'm a window, I'm a dialog, somebody wants a password, and I'm a dialog for this window. Okay, this is my parent, and Kevin will see, there's a new dialog, and it has this one as a parent, and it's a modal, so if somebody wants to work with this one, no, no, I will activate the dialog instead.
Yeah, but it's a model dialog for several windows, and that's not fair.
But what is the reason that we only have one dialog? There's nothing stopping us from actually opening two different windows, saying, yeah, please enter the password for this window, and we just pass the window ID of the parent window.
And then you close the other one once you enter the password.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I think
that's the solution.
You had a question for me?
No, the question he answered for it.
Okay. No, any more questions?
Yeah, actually I have another one. But that may be a question for my test. You said the minimize or maximize flags don't really make sense with Kwin. So shouldn't we remove them from Qt or at least mark them as windows only or something?
It's actually not Windows only. Believe it or not, there's an industry out there that still uses CD. And there, those flags kind of make sense. But when talking about the flags, sometimes it makes sense to use bypass X11 window manager and OR it with other flags like tool window, etc. Not on X11, but it makes sense on other platforms like Macintosh or Windows, because bypass X11 window manager becomes zero, has no impact whatsoever. Then on those platforms, those other flags get used. So it's a way of avoiding if defined. Windows system, X11, do that, else do that.
Yeah, well,
this is why you see it in code sometimes, in case.
Well, but I see it in KDE. Well,
KDE has been ported to the Mac.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah, but I think it should be documented more clearly because it confuses X11 programmers to think, okay, I have this minimize flag for Qt, and if I set it or if I unset it, I can make the window manager handle show the button, and it doesn't work because things,
so there is some actually, the Qt documentation says something like the window manager may override the choice or so.
We can make that explicit for KDE and have that. Yeah.
Okay. But it's not necessarily KDE specific. I mean, I copied from MetaCity a comment which says we support those motive hints being non-stupid. So they do the same, because it's the motive hints which are used for this.
Yeah. Any more questions? No? All questions asked? And I want to thank Lewis for his talk and questions. You can ask questions of Lewis, like he asked.
What?
Because Lewis didn't say that, but the Kwin team has recruitment problems. Because that is the Kwin team right now. It's a very qualified team and they work well together. Kwin is actually fun. It's pretty clean code. It's good code. I haven't looked at the latest version.
It's still good code.
It's really not that complicated sometimes. I mean, it is complicated, but it is fun and you can have a lot of impact. And a lot of things happen in the future if you want to go expose and stuff and interact with the new features in X11. So I really hope at Academy maybe we can find somebody who's interested in talking to Lewis, getting into the window manager and start to work on it, because it's a fun project and we need someone doing it. Please talk to the guy.
Actually, I should probably stress that Kevin is now a bit boring because I started removing your funny comments. Because, I mean, my favorite was that you had code like reparent a window from to another, activate layout, precise, activate layout. And there is a comment next to you saying, this clever hack is necessary.
I wanted to make sure you don't remove it.
Well, I did because
we fixed layout. Yeah.
No, actually, I first just tried to remove the second one, and it really broke. But I was like, it doesn't look really clever to me.
Thank you very much.